Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Rees. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Marv Owen. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Frank Doljak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs bunts towards third. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Owen. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to first to double up Lazzari. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone moves to second. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to third for the out. McManus moves to second. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pennock for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0-for-1 in the game. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel bunts towards third. Lazzari can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Uhel. The throw from Dickey and he is out, resupplying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig strikes out. There goes Ruth. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pennock hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0 for 1 in the game. Daljak strikes out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0 for 2 in the game. Rees strikes out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Uhel reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Uhel moves to third. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Uhel scores. It's 1 to nothing, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Owen goes all the way around to score. It's 2 to nothing, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazare hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazare moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Lazare moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell pinch hits for Herb Pennock. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Wells now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0 for 2 in the game. Daljak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Daljak reaches second base with a double. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lazare fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Uhel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Owen bunts towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.